It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Tomorrow is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and that means we'll have only 8 hours, 25 minutes, and 24 seconds of actual daylight. But amidst this darkness, the season comes holidays filled with light. Christians celebrate Christmas, Jews have Hanukkah. What holiday do the Muslims have in December? When the three interfaith amigos, Pastor Don McKenzie, Rabbi Ted Falcon, and Imam Jamal Rahman came to our studios, I asked Imam Jamal about that, and he said there is no Islamic festival as such.
But the word light appears many times in the Quran.
It does.
God is the light of the heavens and the earth. Come out of the darkness into the light. Then there's a very enigmatic verse in the Quran called Nur ala Nur, light upon light. No one exactly knows what it means. And there's many meanings of light, enlightenment, guidance, purity. But my most favorite one is it's about unconditional love. And this is a poetry, if I'd like to just quickly tell you.
Sure.
There's a poetry by Hafiz, 14th century, who says that the earth would die if the sun stopped kissing her. So even after all this time, the sun never tells the earth, hey, you owe me. So Hafiz says, look what happens with a love like that. It lights up the entire sky. So this light is about unconditional love.
Wow. That's hard to top it for talking about Hanukkah and Christmas and other holidays.
I tried to establish a new Muslim holiday.
Oh, you did?
Called Eid al-Luz. the holiday of light, but so far it hasn't caught on.
I think maybe Jamal.
These things take time. So keep at it. Keep on trucking.
Well, let me talk about the holiday of my own tradition, which is Hanukkah, which is called the Festival of Lights in English, at least when I was growing up. And this, I was also taught, Ted, that this was a minor holiday in the pantheon, which seems like it's become elevated because of Christmas. But also, I think, because we need something in December, don't
we? Right. Hanukkah has an extremely unusual history because originally it was the celebration of a military victory. Because the victors turned into the Hasmonean priesthood that was so reviled by the rabbinic movement of the first century, the rabbis tried to get rid of Hanukkah. But it wouldn't work because it was just the popular draw to a sense of freedom, a sense of victory. So they transformed it. And they found another support for it, and it was this miracle of light that actually appears in the Talmud. You know, this is 2nd, 3rd century. For the very first time, it says, why do we celebrate Hanukkah? Because there was light that was found. There was oil that was found after the temple was rededicated, and it lasted for 8 days, which, of course, is the normal 7 days of a holiday, adding one day for being outside of the land of Israel. So it's magnificent to transform a military victory into a victory of light, a celebration of light. And I think you're quite right. The human soul yearns for light at a dark time of the year. And all authentic spiritual traditions are going to reflect that in one way or another. Often we wish that the lights were on all year.
I do.
And the wonderful thing about winter is that when winter begins, the days start right away, start getting longer. The daylight starts getting longer.
Imperceptibly, but there's some kind of a lift, which, Don, got me to thinking about what I have read about the origins of Christmas. Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, which I'm assuming that's that day. But as I had read, it's also an attempt to take an older holiday and, like Hanukkah, graft a meaning on top of it that resonates with a certain religious point of view. Is that?
Well, I think it's not a coincidence that we celebrate the birth of Jesus at this time of the year. I mean, who knows when he was really born? But because the birth for Christian people does reflect the idea of light coming into darkness, enlightenment in that sense, it's an important time to have it. And the Christian season of Advent, which is the beginning of the Christian year, and it's the four Sundays prior to Christmas itself, is a time to sort of step down into the darkness, to the depths on the one hand, and to experience an increase of light, because during worship, during those four Sundays, we light what we call Advent candles, and there's one for each Sunday. So the first Sunday there's one, the second Sunday there's two, and so forth. So the light is increasing as we're stepping down into the darkness, which is to say the reality of human experience. But the light is what we need to rise up, to become more spiritually aware, to reach that place where we can learn better to help each other rather than hurt each other. So from that point of view, Christmas should come at this time of the year. Whether or not Jesus was really born, that doesn't matter.
It goes back, I think, to the poem, the brief excerpt of the poem, Jamal, that you recited. So that idea of light as enlightenment, or maybe it's just as simple as wishing in your heart that when you get out of work, it's going to be imperceptibly lighter. For me, there's some kind of yes. psychological lift in that, and when I'm with you three, I can attach a spiritual meaning to that. It's not so easy to do that when you're not with somebody who's helping you along with those sorts of messages, or at least it's not for me that easy. But maybe this December, I will keep that in mind. So repeat that about kissing the sun, kissing the earth.
The earth would die if the sun stopped kissing her. And even after all this time, the sun never tells the earth, hey, you owe me. So the poet says, look what happens with a love like that. It lights up the entire sky. It's unconditional love.
That's a beautiful place. I wish you all three wonderful holidays.
Much light.
Thank you, Mercy.
Pastor Don McKenzie, Rabbi Ted Falcon, and Imam Jamal Rahman are the three interfaith amigos talking about the solstice, which occurs at 9:30 tomorrow morning. It's The Record on KUOW.